I am. Good morning.
So, moving us up a little bit here. I've been watching a lot of late night TV for all these superstars pushing their movies. What do you got?
Well, we're off to a really good start because even though it's January, finally opening wide this week is a movie called Her. This is the one with Joaquin Phoenix with a mustache.
Right.
You know, it's crazy. Spike Jonze directed. It's a sweet movie about a guy who falls in love with his computer's operating system, like you do.
Yeah.
Did you ever see the movie Short Circuit with Ali Sheedy and the robots?
Boy, from the Wayback Machine, yeah.
Kind of reminded me a little bit of that. Side note, I knew a guy who had a full-on affair with Siri. It didn't end well because she's clueless and a little bit trampy. So in Her, the computer's voiced by Scarlett Johansson, and she's getting a lot of buzz, a lot of good reviews. And actually, I found her the most annoying part. I liked lots of the movie.
Right.
I didn't love her in it. But overall, you know, it's commentary on how we've become less able to communicate face-to-face.
Right.
It's not perfect, but there is a loveliness to this movie that is worth seeing. I don't know if a lot of my friends saw it and thought it was the best thing they'd seen all year.
Right.
I thought it was very, very good. I don't think it was the best I've seen all year, but I'm going to go B+.
You know, I was going to ask you quick about this one because some people have said there's certain movies you go to and then they stick with you for a while.
Yeah.
Do you think this will?
You know, I
mean, just from a psychology standpoint, you know?
It was supposed to. I mean, Her is not really that funny.
Yeah.
I should tell you, I mean, I don't know what the previews are doing, if they're making it look like a wacky comedy, but it's really actually, like, very kind of sweet and sad and kind of had, like, a Charlie Kaufman. Like, if you, not nearly as good, but if you saw, like, Eternal Sunshine, which is actually one of my favorite movies ever.
Yeah.
So it's kind of along those, you know, it's sort of a similar vibe.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and so, I mean, it's not like ha-ha hilarious, but it's, you know, the music's great, the acting's great, there's a lot of things it has going for it. It just missed a little bit for me, but I still do highly recommend it.
I'll be a good deal.
Lone Survivor, I'll just mention, finally opens wide. We talked about that just before Christmas. This is the one with Mark Wahlberg as a Navy SEAL, a true-life Navy SEAL.
Right.
From Texas, so of course it's Mark Wahlberg.
Of course.
Complete with Boston accent.
Right.
You know how. I think he's a great action star. You know, great actor.
Sure.
I don't know. Well, he won't survive. That's what he sounds like.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you can't get away from it.
It's not a great movie. I got a D+ on that. The Legend of Hercules did not screen wide, so I can't tell you much. Although Mark Wahlberg does play Hercules.
There you go.
Not really. Can you imagine? Like if he said, oh, hey, Zeus. Actually, he'd be better as Hercules than as this real guy.
Hey, Cecily, that'll be the quote of the day. Oh, hey, Zeus.
Oh, hey, Zeus. What are you doing? I can't do it. I always do it in New York. I can't quite do the Boston. But I will leave it there. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Nobler.